Hope and Healing with Kids and Canines is a study that uses canine-assisted play therapy to find out if dogs in the therapy room make a positive impact on kids and teens struggling with self-concept, grief, behavior issues, substance abuse, or family issues. Principal investigator Dr. Elizabeth Hartwig says she is comparing canine-assisted play therapy with activity therapy. Both have the same activities, but activity therapy doesn't have a dog in the room. Hartwig says because of the type of research she's conducting, the child does not get to choose which type of therapy they are put into.
And so I'm using what's called a randomized study where kids actually get randomly assigned to a group, and that makes the results hopefully, you know, better because we truly are randomizing kids.
The university currently offers both activity and canine-assisted play therapy for ages 10 to 18. The youth will participate in 10 overall sessions of counseling that includes art, music, and Santre activities. The sessions are not in a set schedule, but designed to accommodate to the client's schedule. All youth will have a chance to interact with a therapy dog for at least 2 sessions, and the therapy dogs are registered and have been evaluated. For KTSW News, I'm Ali Ivara.